Welcome to week four, 40 Days to Personal Revolution. Theme is restoration. So let's begin in child's pose. Extend your knees wide, hips back, and extend your arms out in front of you. And just allow yourself to come into your body, into your breath, and out of your day, out of your head. Take a deep breath in, and exhale, open it up, release. And so as we move through this practice today, this is really about, even if the poses are demanding a lot of you, like relaxing in the face of adversity, relaxing with what is, and just being with whatever comes up. So oftentimes, like the time when we need to relax the most is when we feel like we least have the time for it. So I invite you to soften into that. Not wrestle for control, but just be. Downward facing dog. And spread your hands wide. Root your knuckles down. Claw the mat with your fingertips. And send your heels down, inner thighs back. So make a long downward dog. Walk your hands out further in front of you. Yeah, and then really grip the mat with your fingers. Yeah, feet hip distance width. So move them a little closer. And breathing. Set your eyes somewhere. Let your eyes land. Drop your head, shake it out. Let it go. And walk your feet forward to your hands. Come into ragdoll. Feet hip distance width, opposite hand, opposite elbow. And then lift up your toes, spread them wide, and root down the four corners of your feet. So the mound behind your big toe, your baby toe, the center of your heel. And your inner ankles go back, outer ankles down, so your heels drag away from each other. And then your shins press in, so resist me. Yeah, inner thighs back. And then allow your upper body to cascade more. So when we turn our world upside down, this is really just about releasing, letting go. Shake it out. And release your arms, toe heel your feet together. And inhale, come up halfway, flat spine, shoulders around your back. Chin tucked, yeah. Exhale, forward fold. Ground your feet and then rise all the way up to stand. Reach your arms up. Exhale your hands to your heart. Close your eyes and we'll take three ohms. Inhale. By your side. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold forward, belly engaged. Halfway lift, flat spine. Plant your hands, step back, high to low push-up. Exhale, legs powerful. Inhale, upward dog, shoulders back. Exhale, downward dog. Big breath in. Big breath out. In. Out. One more deep breath in, empty, out. Look forward, hop or walk to your hands. Halfway lift, fold. Rise up to stand, inhale, strong legs. Exhale, fold. Halfway lift, high to low push-up. Exhale, plant your hands. Inhale, upward dog, shoulders back. Exhale, downward dog. Big breath in, big breath out. And so maybe part of relaxing is when you feel like you're getting pushed, you take child's pose and you take care of yourself, because it starts with you. If you don't take care of yourself, then who will? One more, inhale, send your thighs back. Exhale, look forward, hop or walk to your hands. Halfway lift. Fold. Rise up to stand. Inhale. Exhale. Fold. Halfway lift. Plant your hands high to low push-up. Exhale. Inhale. Upward dog. Exhale. Down dog. Let your eyes land. Deep breathing. Relax through your drishti. Thighs back. Heels down. Shoulders soft. And take one more breath in. Empty out. Look forward. Hop or walk to your hands. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair pose. Utkatasana. Sit low. Rise up. Draw your knees toward each other. Yeah. And sink your hips lower. Belly engaged. Shoulders soft. Yeah. Shoulders go down your back. Pinky finger spins in. Relax your jaw. And just stay. Relax with what is. So often we fight, we don't like where we are. And then we just stay in that. We stay stuck longer. So the more you can relax when you get pushed, you take that off the mat. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, fold forward. Halfway lift. High to low push-up. Exhale, flow low. Inhale, upward dog, shoulders back. Exhale, downward dog. Step your right foot forward, warrior one. Ground your feet and rise up. And square your hips forward, so arms, both arms up. Yeah, shoulders soft. And then be neutral in the pelvis. So pelvis under, yeah, bend your front knee. Squeeze the shins in. Relax the jaw. And breathing. Remember, we hold the pose, not the breath. Root your feet. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands to the earth. Step back. Lower down. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Left side, warrior one. Step forward. Inhale, reach up. And then exhale, square your hips. Press down to the outer edge of your back foot. Press this down and spin forward. Yeah, walk your left foot out a little bit. Yeah, walk it out, and then it gives you more freedom at the base. Shoulders soft. Breathing. Yeah, so eventually this presses down and that gets light. Take a deep breath in. Reach up. Exhale, hands to the earth. Step your left foot back. Low push-up. Inhale, upward dog, feet root. Exhale, downward dog. Deep breath in. Open your mouth. Sigh it out. Inhale. Exhale. One more in. Empty. Look forward, hop or walk to your hands. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair pose, one breath. Rise up. Exhale, fold. Halfway lift. High to low push-up. Flow back and down. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Step your right foot forward, warrior one. Inhale, reach up. Exhale to the earth. High to low push-up. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Left side, warrior one. Without thinking, inhale, reach up. To the earth you go. High to low push-up. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, down dog. Inhale. Exhale. One more. In. Empty. Out. Look forward. Squeeze your legs. Hop or walk to your hands. Yeah. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair pose. One breath. Rise up. Exhale. Bow. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, low push-up. Exhale. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Warrior one again, right foot. Step forward. Inhale, go up. Exhale to the earth, flowing low, moving like water. Step back. Yeah, inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. And step your left foot forward, warrior one. Inhale, reach up. Into the earth you go, flow. No resistance. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward dog, land. 5 deep breaths. In and out. In, out. In, out. One more deep breath in. Empty. Look forward, hop or walk to your hands. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair pose. Rise up. Inhale. Exhale. Bow. Halfway lift. High to low push-up. Exhale. Flowing down. Inhale. Upward dog. Exhale. Downward dog. And then roll forward into high push-up. And have your right hand and right foot be the base for side plank. So you spin your heels to the right. Lift your hips up. To modify, your right knee comes down. Yeah, stack your bottom hand underneath your shoulder. So walk your hand back. We work on joint stacking. Yeah, to modify, your knee comes down. Yeah, spread your toes. Flex them towards your face. Lift your hips up. Take a big breath in. Reach up. Look up. And exhale, high to low push-up. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale your right leg to the sky. And step between your hands, crescent lunge. Back heel is lifted. And then get wide at the base. Walk your right foot out. Ground the whole ball of your right foot and press your left heel back. Scoop the front of your pelvis up. Soften your shoulders. Breathing. Yeah, to modify, your back knee comes down. Otherwise, really zip up your back quad. Nice. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, your hands to your heart. Twist to the right. Bring your left elbow to your right knee. Now keep pressing your left heel back. Spin your chest up to the sky. Right shoulder peels back. So lengthen your spine as you inhale. From your core, twist deeper as you exhale. Keep that right foot grounded. Ground it down. Yeah, fly your arms. Drop your left arm down, right arm up. Spread your arms. Open it up. Yeah, take a big breath in. And then come up, warrior two. Spin your back foot flat. Extend your right arm forward. Take a deep breath in. And then flow to the earth you go. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Roll forward into high push-up. Have your left hand and left foot be the base. Side plank. Stack your left hand underneath your left shoulder. Yeah, and to modify, your right knee comes down. Otherwise, lift the hips up. Spread your toes. Flex them towards your face. Thoracic spine in. Yeah, strong in the legs. Zip them up. Take a big breath in. Reach up. Look up. Exhale, high to low push-up. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, the left leg to the sky. Step between your hands, crescent lunge. Ground your feet, rise up. And then get stable. Walk your left foot out to the left, your right foot out to the right. So don't walk on a tightrope. Yeah, squeeze your inner thighs in. Belly engaged. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, your hands to your heart. Twist to the left. Right elbow to your left knee. Now press your right heel back. And then lengthen out your spine. Lengthen as you inhale. Twist as you exhale. Fly your arms. And then relax here. Like when you're in a bind, relax with your breath. Take a deep breath in. Open it up. And then come around to warrior two. And realign. Warrior two, extend your left arm forward. Take a deep breath in. And exhale, to the earth you go. High to low push-up. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale. Exhale. Send your heels down, thighs back. Drop the head, like shake it out. Sometimes when we drop the head, like it just is a reminder just to like relax. And bring your feet forward to your hands. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Chair pose, rise up. Inhale, squeeze your legs, shins in. Exhale, your hands to your heart. Twist to the right. Left elbow, right knee. Sit low. And then draw your left hip back. So knees are in one line. Yeah, draw them back. Sit your butt lower than your chest. Yeah, keep squeezing your legs in. Expand your chest out. Drop your left arm down, right arm up. Fly. Yeah, open it up. You can relax here, right? Yeah? Inhale, open it up a little bit more. And release. Split your feet hip distance width. And grab your peace fingers with your big toes. Or big toes with... grab your big toes with your peace fingers. And inhale, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Drop your elbows wide. Drop the head. Yeah, rock your weight forward. Shake it out. Release, toe heel your feet together. Come back up chair pose. Sit low, rise up. Exhale your hands to your heart and twist to the left. Sit low, draw your right hip back. Squeeze your shins and knees in. From that stability, fly your arms, open it up. Yeah, twisting from your center for 3, 2, 1, release, split your feet hip distance width, and take the palm of your hand under the sole of your foot, gorilla. So bend your knees a lot so your toes tickle your wrist crease. Elbows wide, head drops. Rock your weight forward. And then release, toe heel your feet together. And rise all the way up to standing. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, your hands to your heart. And then feel your feet, ground them down. Inhale, reach up. Then take eagle, bring your right arm under your left. Bend your knees, right leg over. Wrap in, so your right foot can either dangle or be a kickstand or wrap around your left calf. Draw both shins in. Squeezing, elbows in line with your shoulders. Yeah, squeeze the belly. Falling out is okay, just come back. Set your eyes, relax your jaw. Maybe even stick out your tongue. Blah. And unwind, inhale, reach up. Left side, left arm under, left leg over. Wrap in, squeeze your skin to your muscles, to your bone. Sit low. Yeah, really active. Everything's active. So your shoulders wrap around your back, opening up your thoracic spine. Unwind. Inhale, reach up. Eagle again. Right arm under, right leg over. Hug in, sit low. Really relying on your own stability, your own strength. Yeah, stick out your tongue as you need to. It's a great reminder to relax, yeah? And then unwind, inhale, go up. Last side, left arm under, left leg over. And then squeeze in, sit low, you go. Soften the jaw, like we don't do the yoga from the mouth. We do it from our stability, under our feet. And then when times get tough, we breathe. We react less when we breathe. And then unwind, inhale, reach up. Exhale, your hands to your heart. And set up for dancers. Ground your left foot down. Bend your right knee and grab the inside of your right foot. Yeah, extend your left arm up to the sky. Yeah, left arm goes straight up. And then kick your foot into your hand. Draw your tailbone under. And zip up the quad of your left leg. Really get stable underneath that left foot. Yeah, heart forward. Yeah, belly engaged. Awesome, just relaxing, breathing, maybe backing off a little. Awesome. And unwind, cartwheel your arms around, right arm up. Bend your left knee, grab the inside of your left foot. Dancers, hug in, so keep your left hip in line with your right. Draw your tailbone under and then press your chest forward. Kick your foot into your hand. Yeah, opening it up. Nice. And unwind, take it again. Left arm up, bend your right elbow, dancers. Hug into center, tailbone under, and then take your fullest expression. Opening up your chest, your upper and lower back, being in your own balance, like just relaxing with whatever is, like falling, if that's what it is, just come back. It's a practice. And then release, take it the other side. Right arm up. Dancers, bend your right left knee and then go. Heart up, tailbone under. Dancers, you go. Standing foot is at 12 o'clock. And release. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale your hands to your heart. And take tree, ground your left foot down and your right foot either a kickstand or your calf or your inner thigh. Press your foot into your thigh or your calf and then bring your hands to your heart center. So legs powerful, shoulders down your back. Interlace your hands and press them down. And then inhale, reach your arms up over your head. Keep pressing your foot into your leg. Shoulders soft, open it up. From the stability under your feet, chest back, open it up, look up. Look up and go back. Like go back, go back. Maybe you fall out. Yeah. And switch sides. Round your right foot down. Left foot anywhere but your knee. Plug in. Yeah, bottom foot is at 12 o'clock. So check in with your standing foot. Press your foot into your thigh or your calf. Hands at the heart. And then like relax. Like if you keep falling out, just keep coming back. Not fighting it, just surrendering. Press your foot in. And then interlace your hands. Extend them to the earth. And then inhale, reach them up. Keep pressing your foot into your leg. Open it up. Look up. Shoulders soft. Yeah, go up and back. Hey, and release. And then inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, high to low push-up. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward dog. Step your right foot forward, warrior one. Inhale up. Exhale, open to warrior two. And inhale, straighten your right leg. So you're going to set up for triangle. Send your right hip back. Extend them back. Nope, keep the back leg straight. You're going to reach, get your hips back. Reach forward with your right hand. And right hand either comes down to a block or the earth. Both feet root, left arm up to the sky. Yeah, open your chest up. Yeah, nice. Feet root, tailbone under. Yeah. Yeah, ground down, especially the mound of your right foot. And press your feet down, come up to standing, facing the left side of your mat. Toes in, heels out. Hands on your hips. Inhale, lift up your chest. Exhale, fold forward. So toes in, heels out. Yeah, go wide at the base. So heels out. Yeah, drop forward. Relax your head. Point your fingertips behind you or grab a block. Yeah. Drop the head. Actually, put your hands on the block. You don't have to point them behind you. You can, yeah, drop the head. Let go. Rock your weight forward. Rock it towards the window. See how. And place your hands on your hips. Come up halfway. Flatten your spine. Elbows to the sky. Then root your feet, come all the way up, and point your right toes forward, set up for pyramid. Right toes face the front of your mat, and walk your back foot in and wide. Hands on your hips, inhale, lift up your chest, and exhale, bow, pyramid. And then soften your right knee, so bend your right knee a little bit and send your right hip back. Drop your head, and you can walk your left foot in more. Here, put your foot here, So a shorter stance, and then out, your left foot is at a 45 degree angle, yeah. That's 90, like that, yeah. Head drops. And tight hamstrings, just keep that right knee soft. Hips pressing back. Yeah, so super grounded under the feet. Keep pressing back more. And take a deep breath in. And release high to low push-up, or just press back to downward dog. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Step your left foot forward, warrior one. Root your feet, inhale, reach up. Exhale, open up to warrior two. Inhale, straighten your front leg. Get your left hip back. Yeah, reach your hips back. More. And then reach forward, hips back, and then left arm comes down to a block or the earth. Now ground your feet, spin your right arm up to the sky. Yeah, triangle. Feel your right shoulder up. Yeah, tailbone under. So the heads of the femurs draw in. Breathing. Remember, we hold the pose, not the breath. In your asana, in your yoga practice, ask more of you, you breathe. When demands off your mat, ask more of you, you breathe. You relax. Like, relax with whatever shows up. Like anything, though, it is a practice. Ground your feet, come up to standing, face the right side of your mat. Toes in, heels out. Interlace your hands at your low back. Inhale, lift up your chest. Exhale, fold forward. Yeah, if your hamstrings are tight, bend your knees. So keep your hands interlaced at your low back. Draw your shoulder blades together and then press your hands toward over your head. Then release your arms, place them on your hips, your hands on your hips, and come up halfway. Flatten your spine, elbows to the sky. Then come all the way up, set up for pyramid. Point your left toes forward to the top of your mat. And walk your right foot in a little bit and wide. So your right foot's at a 45 degree angle. Inhale, lift up your chest. Exhale, fold forward. And bring your hands down either to your block or the earth. Bend your left knee and send your left hip back. Yeah, square the hips, drop your head. Left hip keeps pressing back. Walk your right foot in, more like to here. Yeah. And then take one more big breath in. And release, step back, high to low push-up. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Ah, big breath in. Open your mouth. Ah, and then roll forward to high push-up. Come all the way down to your belly. Untuck your toes. And we'll set up for locust pose. So draw your toenails down. So toenails press down. Lift your shins and knees up. And then arms by your hands underneath your shoulders. Lift just your hands up. Feet stay rooted. Yeah, tuck your chin. And then draw your tailbone under. Root the feet. Lift your chest up a little bit higher. Yeah, and a little bit higher. And lower down. And then interlace your hands at your low back. Draw your shoulder blades together. And then lift everything up. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Spread your toes. Draw the pinky toe edge of your foot down. Yeah, hands off your low back. Yeah. Lift it up. Let your inhale rise you up a little bit more. And release. Turn your head to either side. Relax your arms. Take a big breath in. Exhale it out. And then bend your knees. Grab your feet for floor bow. So if this doesn't work, do one of the last two poses we did. Draw your knees together, spread your toes, and then lift up. Kick your feet into your hands. lower bow, pelvis roots, belly's engaged. Breathing. So we breathe in these poses. Yeah, soften the face, relax, kick your feet a little bit more. And lower down, turn your head the other way, let go of your feet. And take a deep breath in. Exhale it out. Huh. And your knees, floor bow again. Floor bow, draw your shoulders down, your back, tailbone under, and then kick up. Kick up, heart forward for 3, 2, 1, release. Keep your knees bent and just windshield wiper your feet from side to side. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders and come up to your knees, set up for camel. Your knees can either be tucked under or flat, not your knees, your feet. And then if you need to double up your mat underneath your knees, if it hurts, knees right underneath your hips, hands to the low back. Inhale, lift up your chest. And exhale, let your head draw back. Keep drawing your tailbone under. If you want more, reach back and grab your ankles. Otherwise, keep your hands on your hips. Keep squeezing your thighs in, shins in. Yeah, take one more big breath in. Slowly come up, let your head be the last to come up. And then sit down into hero's pose. You can sit on a block in between, put the block in between your, right there. Yeah, block underneath your sitting bones or just sit on your heels.
Toes under.
No. Toes flat. And then close your eyes. And just be with whatever is there. And then open your eyes, set up for camel again. Yeah, you can do a block in between your inner thighs. Here, try this with the block. Put your, yeah, squeeze the block. Inner thighs, like way up, close and personal. Yeah, squeeze the block, and then hands on the hips, shoulders down your back, and then go back. Yeah, chest opening up. And then slowly come up. Make your way to downward dog. Let go of the block if you have one. Downward dog. Take a longer one. Walk your feet back and your hands forward, creating space in your spine. And then look forward between your hands and hop or walk and come onto your back. Set up for bridge. Bend your knees. And so you should be able to tickle the heel, your heels with your tall man finger. Yeah, so feet, meet a little ankles underneath the knees and then send your hips up to the sky. Yeah, walk your feet a little forward towards me a little bit. And then wider, wider, yeah. Lift your hips up, draw your tailbone under and then resist me. Yeah, chest towards your chin, chin away from your chest. Yeah, soften the jaw. Breathing. And take a big breath in. Lower down. Yeah, keep your feet flat. And take a deep breath in. Exhale it out. And then bridge or wheel. Go ahead and go back up. Wheel, bring your hands by your ears. You can grab my ankles if you want. Bring your hands by your ears. Come to the crown of your head to start. Yeah, draw your shoulders down your back, elbows into 90, and then begin to extend your arms straight. Otherwise, bridge, go ahead and go back up. Inner arches of your feet root down. Inner thighs root down. Yeah, take one more big breath in. Open it up. And release. Keep your feet flat. Big breath in. Big breath out. Yeah, bridge or wheel, go ahead and go back up. Walk your hands a little bit wider so your shoulders are spread. Yeah, come to the crown of your head to start for wheel. Yeah, elbows in, shoulders down your back, and then straighten your arms. Feet root down. Yeah, chest towards the wall behind you. Yeah, open it up. Take one more big breath in and release. And then extend your legs forward. Just take a little mini shavasana. Release your arms. Place your right hand on your heart, left hand on your belly. And just feel your breath, your heartbeat, and acknowledge yourself. Draw your knees into your chest, give yourself a hug. And extend your legs straight up to the sky. Flex your feet, draw the pinky toe edge of your foot towards you. And then interlace your hands behind your head. Now lift your head and shoulders up off the mat. Squeeze your belly to your spine. Lower your right leg 2 inches off the earth, and then just pulse up with your upper body. Legs stay where they are. Left foot to the sky. Yeah, keep drawing the pinky toe edge of your foot towards your face. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop your head. Lift your right leg up. Switch sides. Lift your head and shoulders up. Lower your left leg 2 inches off the ground. So your legs are at right angle. Yeah, keep pulsing up. 10, 9. Soften the jaw. Like, can you relax here? 7, 6, 5. Pinky toe draws towards you. 4, 3, 2, 1. Release. Supta Baddha Konasana. The soles of your feet come together. Knees wide. Arms overhead. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Ha. And then extend your legs straight back up to the sky. And then any low back issues, hands underneath your low back. Otherwise, hands by your side, 2 inches off the ground. Yeah, squeeze your legs, flex your feet, and then lower your legs 30 degrees. Keep drawing the pinky toe edge of your foot towards your face. Press your belly to your spine, relax your face. Lower them 30 more degrees. Breathing. And 2 inches off the ground, lift your head and shoulders up. 2 inches off the ground, squeeze your belly, and then come back up. Legs up, drop the head. Supta Baddha Konasana. Take a deep breath in. And then draw your knees back to your chest. And we'll set up for yogi bicycles. So interlace your hands behind your head. Have your knees right over your hips. Shins parallel to the earth. Lift your head and shoulders up. Extend your right leg 2 inches off the ground and draw your right elbow to the outside of your left thigh. Inhale, come to center. Exhale, switch sides. Bring your left or right knee in, left elbow to the outside of your right knee. Yeah. And then inhale to center. Exhale, twist. Keep going at your own rate. Yeah, keep drawing the pinky toe edge of your foot towards your face. Yeah, wake it up. Yeah, and you can pause at the middle, or you can keep going. 10, 9, keep twisting, moving. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Supta Baddha Konasana. Deep breath in. Exhale it out. Draw your knees into your chest. And then rock and roll. Grab the backs of your knees. Rock and roll front to back on your mat 3 times. Forward and back 3 times, and after your third one, boat pose, Navasana. You can grab the backs of your knees, press your inner arches of your feet in, spread your toes, lift your chest up, stick out your tongue, yeah, hands by your sides, yeah, lift the chest up, and then bring your hands by your hips, cross your right ankle over your left, bump up, and then come back, yeah, Beethoven may sing there, yeah, come back up, bridge. Or not bridge, boat. We're on the boat under the bridge. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cross your left ankle over your right. Hands by your side. Squeeze up, here Mozart. And come back, last one. Open it up, smile the whole time. And you relax, 5. Draw your legs in, spread your toes. 4, 3, 2, 1. Cross your ankles over. Hands by your hips, come up, last one, and then drop down. Whoo, shake it out. Yeah, and then place the sole of your left foot down and draw your right shin across. Set up for modified pigeon, seated pigeon. Maybe it means sitting on a block. Flex your right foot and press your right knee away from you. Keep drawing that knee in. Yeah, shoulders down your back. Yeah, awesome. Breathing into the hips. And then walk your hands back. I like to have my hands pointing away from me, or you can have your hands, fingers pointing towards you. And then you'll come up into three-legged tabletop. Lift your hips up. If your neck allows, drop your head back. Yeah, keep the hips up. Walk your arms in or squeeze your arms in. Yeah, hips up. And then lower down. And then you'll just tuck your left foot towards your booty and bring your right foot to the outside of your left thigh. Place your right hand behind you. And then inhale up with your left arm and twist over to the right. Both sitting bones rooted. So if both sitting bones are not connected, extend your left leg forward. Yeah, left leg straight forward. Yeah, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. Spine is long. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. One more. Inhale and twist. And then come to center and you'll set up for double pigeon. So have both shins. So your left shin will just come forward a little bit and stack your right shin on top. Maybe you need a block between your right knee and your left ankle. Flex both feet. So have your right ankle off your left thigh so your ankle doesn't sickle. Yeah, that's it. Maybe a block here, breathing in. And you can place your hands by your hips and just scooch to the front of your sitting bones. Either stay or fold forward. Breathing. Like these double pigeon, like it asks a lot, so then you just breathe. Can you relax here? Now is the time where you create that space for yourself to relax. And then unwind. You can extend both legs forward, shake it out. And we'll switch sides. Draw the sole of your right foot down and bring your left shin across. Is that right? Did you do that same side? Opposite side. Okay, flex your left foot. Yeah, press your left knee away from you. Yeah, spine is long. And lengthen it out. And breathing in. And walk your hands back. Fingertips you choose. Fingertips can point backwards or towards your butt. Ground your right foot down and lift your hips up. Draw your forearms, your upper arms in toward each other. Head falls back. And slowly lower down. Draw your right heel in towards your glutes. Place your left foot to the outside of your right thigh. Plant your left hand behind your left booty. And then inhale your right arm up. And then twist. Bring your right elbow to your left knee. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. So if both sitting bones don't connect, then extend your right leg forward. Is your right sitting bone down? It's not extended. Straight out. Yeah, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. Inhale, lengthen. Soften your jaw. Exhale, twist. One more. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. Come back to center and take double pigeon. Stack your shins on top of each other. Have your left ankle off your right thigh. Yeah, if you need a block in between your right foot and your left knee, go for it. Yeah. Like that. And breathe in. Just be with whatever shows up. Really cultivate in the intention to breathe, to stay, and not fight what's showing up, but just being with it. Unwind, extend both legs forward. And set up for seated forward fold. Take your booty flesh off to the side. Flex your feet towards your face. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold. Draw the pinky toe edge of your foot towards you. So if your knees, if your hamstrings are tight, just bend your knees. Bend your knees. Yeah, bend them. Fold forward. Drop the head. Drop the brain. Like we remove the rocks. Let go of what blocks you. And then come up. We'll set up for tabletop. You can do modified tabletop with your knees bent. Fingertips either pointing towards you or away from you. So either knees bent and you'll come up, or legs straight into tabletop. So feet are rooted down, legs straight, otherwise knees are bent. Drop your head back if it will allow. 3, 2, 1, release. And then come onto your back for shoulder stand. Draw your feet, your legs together. Walk your shoulders in toward each other. Yeah, legs over your head. Yeah, spread your toes. Have them together like you're wearing Barbie shoes. And press the back of your head down. Create space in your throat. Staying here and breathing. And then begin to bring your feet over your head for plow. A deaf man's pose, knees by your ears. And slowly roll onto your back for happy baby. Grab the outer edges of your feet, draw your thighs down, let your tailbone release. And your feet are straight up like you're walking on the ceiling. Yeah, but your low back is completely connected. Yeah, releasing. Happy dead bug. And then release. And extend your legs forward. And we'll set up for fish. Place the palm of your hand right underneath your sacrum. Thumbs touch, and then come up to your forearms. So you bend your elbows, lift your chest up, and let your head fall back. If your neck is insensitive, feet together, toes point forward. Yeah, opening up your throat. Take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Ah, lion's breath with a sound. Inhale. Ha. One more. Ha, and come down, lower down onto your back. Draw your right knee into your chest. Yeah, let go of your hands underneath your back. Draw your right knee in, give it a hug. Yeah, and then draw your right knee across your left side of your body, spinal twist. Both shoulders connecting. Breathing. Is that better on your back? Same thing? Just letting go. Unwinding. Like I give you permission to completely relax. And come up to center. Extend your right leg flat. Draw your left knee in for a hug. Hug it in. And take your twist over to the right. Both shoulder blades press. Look over your left shoulder. Both feet flex. Come through center. Give yourself one final hug. Bring your forehead up to your knees. And release for Shavasana. Extend your legs forward and wide. Yeah, sprawl out. Arms out. Like get yourself in the most comfortable position. Palms to the sky. Shoulders soft. Take a deep breath in. Open your mouth, let it out. And then just scan your body from your head, your forehead, soften your nose, your jaw. Release the tongue from the roof of your mouth. Soften your ears. Soften your shoulders, your chest, your belly, your arms. Your hands. Soften your hips, let them feel heavy. Your legs, all the way down through your feet. Deep in your breath. Wiggle your toes and your fingers. And draw your knees into your chest and roll over to your right side. You can use your left arm as a pillow underneath your head. And with your eyes closed, come up to a seat. Sitting up nice and tall, shoulders down your back. Take a deep breath in. Open your mouth, exhale it out. And do it again, inhale. And again. And draw your hands together in front of your heart. And then we'll close with one om, inhale. Bow your head towards your heart. Acknowledge yourself for your practice and for being able to relax in the face of adversity, no matter what comes up. And draw your thumbs to your forehead, third eye. Bow forward, namaste.